Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, could you spell your name because I'm not understanding you real well?
My name is Asia.
All right, my name is Sharon Carlson, and in today's mail we received a bill on our credit card. My husband remembers making or looking at your information on the internet, but shut it down before he ordered anything. But evidently, enough information was received to put the order through. We have not received anything from you, but we're charged $59.89.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
My zip code?
Can I have that, please?
Yeah, 48884.
Can I have your name, please?
Sharon Carlson.
Do you know Jerry?
Jerry's my husband.
Okay, can I have you verify the address for me, please?
3454 Holland Lake Road, Sheridan, Michigan, 48884.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, it looks like he entered our contest to win a Dyson vacuum, and he was enrolled into like our monthly meal planner app, and we give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
Okay, we have received nothing like that. And we do not wish to be in any program like that.
Do he recall entering any type of contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
Okay, so how do we get a credit on our credit card for this $59.89? We do not want and have not received anything for this amount of money. Of course, it was probably when he saw that to enter for the Dyson, you know, you had to sign up. I don't know if he was aware of that at all. But anyway, he thought he closed out before he actually, you know, entered any drawing or placed any order for this lifestyle stuff.
Okay, so he did do this, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
So he did enter a contest?
How can we get out of this?
Yes, I'm asking you a question, ma'am. Did he enter a contest to win a Dyson vacuum?
Well, he's outside the door. I'm going to ask him if he's aware of anything like that.
Okay.
Just a second. I'm going to let you listen to my question. Honey, this charge is because you entered a contest to win a Dyson vacuum, and with that entry, you subscribed to a lifestyle weight loss thing. Hold on. He'll talk to you.
Yeah, I realize that, but that was not projected. And when that popped up, I backed out of it. I said no.
Okay, so when you did this, you was enrolled into like our meal planner app, and we're giving customers a $20 rate to stay. And the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
I I can't understand what you're trying to say. I'm sorry.
When you did this, you was enrolled into a meal planner app. We give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb craving.
I have nothing to confirm that. I do not know anything. When that ad popped up, first it said apply to win on the Dyson. So I said, okay. And then this thing popped up, and I said no, and I backed out of it.
Okay, do you want to continue with the meal planner app?
No, I have not received a single thing. I haven't heard, I don't know anything about it. I haven't seen anything. It's a waste. It's a cheat. It's a fraud.
Hold for just a moment while I get your account canceled. Thank you.
Hold on for a minute while I get your account canceled, I think it is.
Okay, let me know. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Okay, I got to get to a pen and pencil or a paper. Okay. Ready.
Okay, so it's 920.
Okay.
616.
Mm-hmm.
208.
Okay.
And you were charged, hold for just a moment, $59.89. So what we can do to help you out, we can provide you with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee, so you get back in your account $54.89.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold for just a moment.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so you will get that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is canceled.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling us. Have a great day.